Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said today he is looking to speed up consideration of a nearly $1 trillion infrastructure improvement bill. Democrats promising to work with Republicans to push the bipartisan measure through. One of those Republicans will be debating the measure in the full Senate, South Dakota Senator Mike Rounds, who is part of the bipartisan group that drafted the expansive legislation.
Roads, bridges, water projects, rail projects, infrastructure, meaning broadband now when we talk about internet connectivity and so forth. Those are items that Republicans and Democrats are agreeing on. It's now a matter of how do you pay for them? What length of time do you give, and who's going to actually spend the money, and who's going to receive the benefits?
The voluminous bill, as of Sunday night, weighed in at some 2,700 pages. Both sides are currently deciding what amendments to add to the legislation. Amazon warehouse workers in Alabama may get a second chance to vote on whether to form the company's first unionized warehouse in the U.S. A federal labor official has found Amazon's anti-union tactics tainted the previous election sufficiently to scrap its results and set up a do-over. NPR's Alina Selyuk has more.
Back in April, in a high-profile vote in Bessemer, Alabama, Amazon warehouse workers voted more than 2-1 against joining the retail, wholesale, and department store union. The union then filed a legal challenge, accusing Amazon of illegally pressuring workers to vote against unionizing. Amazon denied the charges, and the National Labor Relations Board held a hearing on the matter. Now the hearing officer is recommending the results of that election be set aside and a new election be set up. And note that Amazon is among NPR's recent sponsors. The company says it will appeal the recommendation. Within weeks, a regional NLRB director will rule whether that second new election should be set. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
In South Central Oregon, firefighters have effectively fought the bootleg fire to a standstill. Member station Jefferson Public Radio, Liam Morardi reports.
When it first started almost a month ago, the bootleg fire was growing by tens of thousands of acres a day, quickly becoming the nation's largest active wildfire. Now, a combination of hard work and several days of relatively mild weather has allowed crews to stop the fire's growth. Bootleg fire spokesperson Al Nash says there are nearly 275 miles of contained fire line. But, he says,
note that we still have over 50 miles of open fire line. It just helps put into context the size of this fire.
Containment on the fire is now up to 84%. Increasing fire weather over the next few days is expected to test those containment lines, but officials have expressed confidence they will hold. For NPR News, I'm Liam Moriarty in Ashland, Oregon.
Stocks closed mixed on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 97 points. The Nasdaq up 8 points. The S&P fell 8 points. This is NPR.